97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, you've got my attention.
Well, with House of Dragons Season 2 finally ending, you're going to have to wait a couple years for Season 3.
Years?
It said years.
Wow.
So, to get your fix of the new Game of Thrones, they are coming out with their next project. It's going to be called A Knight of Seven Kingdoms. It's supposed to land sometime next year. It's only going to be 6 episodes, and it's going to follow Sir Duncan the Tall, the future Lord Commander of the Kingsguard, and his young squire, Aegh.
Are any of the original cast members in it?
I don't think so. I think this is more of a kind of set in between each one of these. So
you're not going to have Khaleesi?
I doubt it.
This
is
Cersei?
No. Really
Jamie
getting
Lannister?
Confusing.
Tyrion?
Well, because the one was a prequel,
right,
that was hundreds of years before the last one, which was supposedly thousands of years set in the past when there were still dragons flying around, and now there's going to be something else to fill time before the next season of this one, so they can't really go back in time again. I mean, this is getting to be like Star Wars sequels.
And
it's just getting confusing.
Still hasn't finished the last book yet.
Right.
George R.R.
Do you know how insane all of this sounds to someone who's never watched it?
Well, you can read the books, except the books aren't finished, and he said that the last book might contradict everything that people hated about the last season of the show.
Sue, I know how much you like animals. It's got dragons in it. Why would you not enjoy that?
Oh, jeez.
Sue, if you want to read the books, they're like each 1,000 pages long. So
yeah, nothing
have fun with
anybody
that
is saying is appealing to me.
Oh, they are so hard to read, too. So good luck if you do it.
No, thank you.
Sue's going to go to Borders today and buy all the books.
Right. See you in a couple
Borders.
Years.
Borders?
What?
She going back in time first?
I know. I'm like, there isn't a Borders in like 20 years.
Okay, let me rephrase that. She's going to go to Amazon.com and order it. Is that does that please
Barnes
all of you now?
Still exists.
Am I back in the 21st century?
There is Barnes
Don't
and
hate
Noble.
On... I thought, wait, Borders isn't a thing anymore?
No.
No.
Really?
It's
just Barnes and
years.
Noble? Well, apparently I've been living under a rock.
I'll come pick you up on my dragon. Do they ride the things, or are they just flying around?
You
all right,
ride
them.
You have to speak Valyrian to make that work. But
sure. Sue does.
Sure. Inside knowledge.
She speaks that.
That's good.
Speaking of speaking, Wendy's is testing Spanish-speaking AI capabilities in the drive-thrus of 28 company-operated restaurants in Florida and Ohio to further appeal to its diverse customer base. Now, this is still in the early testing stages. The new Wendy's fresh AI Spanish language ability is helping the burger seller better serve Spanish-speaking customers throughout technology. I have a feeling this is going to be something I pull up to and somehow activate it, and then I can't order because it's in Spanish.
Yeah, it could happen.
You'll press 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or one of my friends is going to be in the car and just yell Spanish or, you know.
I love that.
You know it's going to happen. A new study published in the Journal of Nutrients reveals that 2/3 of baby food in the U.S. grocery stores are totally unhealthy.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
The research conducted by the George Institute of Global Health evaluated 651 infant and toddler food products from top U.S. grocery chains. It found that 60% of these products do not meet the nutritional guidelines set by the World Health Organization. Specifically, 70% failed to meet protein requirements, 25% did not meet calorie recommendations, and 44% had excessive sugar levels.
I mean, you could argue that about adult, like any sort of food in the grocery store. I mean, I see people who are posting stuff like, oh, it's a healthy snack, and I'm like, you don't know what's in that. I'm not pretending I'm like Mrs. Healthy, but I do know that so much of what people think is healthy is absolutely not.
If you put baby or pet on anything, it will sell.
That's true. A survey conducted by Talker Research for the Avocado Green Mattress reveals that the average American can tell by 8:36 a.m. if they're headed for a bad day. The poll of 2,000 people found that the average person experiences 4 bad days a month, adding up to a staggering 48 days or a month and a half of bad days each year. Now, one of the most surprising findings is that 26% of respondents, a single morning mishap can make the entire day feel like a complete loss. And if you're wondering what the top 5 morning mishaps are, waking up feeling sick, sleeping poorly during the night, waking up with a headache, misplacing your keys, or forgetting your home phone.
So this was put out by a mattress company?
Yeah, Talker
Research. Because they can fix it. if you get a new mattress. Let
so
me
wait,
guess.
8:36 a.m. we should know?
By 8:36, you should know if you're having a bad day.
We wake up 3 hours before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're way earlier. So,
yeah, thank
well,
you.
Well, I get a poor night's sleep every night, so I don't feel go. Like I have bad... I mean, I have some bad days,
this,
but...
This schedule will do that to you, for sure.
We should know by 5:36.
Yeah.
Just
let's
rewind
all,
it a little
we'll
bit.
Talk about that on Monday.
A new gem has entered the list of largest diamonds discovered, according to Lucara Diamond Corp. This Thursday, the company announced the recovery of a nearly 2,500-carat exceptional diamond. They got this out of South Africa, and it is going to be worth approximately $40 million.
Wow.
Jeez.
Well, maybe Oprah can pick one of those up with her income inequality problem.
Could you imagine seeing that thing on a ring? Like, it's just
you can see it at her website.
You have to have a sling to hold your arm up.
I know, right? Exactly.
Get more at 971talk.com.